All right, welcome back to our final segment down here at King's Court. A big thank you to everybody for coming out and all the guests that have been on the show here today ahead of the Dynamo Real Salt Lake this Saturday, their opening game, Major League Soccer 2019. And a quick word here from my friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. Driven one for years, I've leased, I've owned, I love the drive of a BMW. I also love that at Advantage BMW in Midtown, the customer service is second to none. In fact, I just had my vehicle in there the other day, took care of everything, got some new tires on it. Advantage BMW Midtown will cover you with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go in there, say hello to Philip and Justin because they absolutely love soccer. Hey, another note here too. The Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club, big friend of mine, Olivia Finidori, Jim Walker, these guys are legends in youth soccer. We have a Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic in combination with Soccer Matters, March 17th at Dias Park. $50, get a t-shirt. All the proceeds go back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is earmarked for pediatric cancer research. Thank you, Olivia Finidori and Puma Soccer for All for printing up the t-shirts. Sign up, participate, go to dynamossoccer.com, dynamosoccer.com, or cccfund.org. 15,000 plus youth yearly are diagnosed with cancer. And, we're all doing what we can to create awareness and raise some funds. Final interview here, Leipzig midfielder. He played with the New York Red Bulls, started at 16 years of age as a professional. He is now in the Bundesliga in Germany. He joined in January. He's already produced an assist. He has played numerous minutes for Red Bull Leipzig. He is a U.S. national team player as well. Likely will be in that squad that will take on Chile March 26th. You can get your tickets at ussoccer.com. He is midfielder Tyler Adams. Tyler, thank you as always for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Well, I guess the first thing, and I know some of my listeners would love to hear the answer to this. When you make the transition from the New York Red Bulls in Major League Soccer, the first day you walk in that locker room at Leipzig, how accommodating, how accepting are they of a guy who's going to come in there that they hope is going to help the club, but also is going to be competing for someone's job?
Yeah, I think the last part that you say is probably the biggest point, right? So you have to come in as a foreigner, and on your mind, you obviously want to go in, you want to make a strong impression, and you want to get minutes to get out on the pitch. But, you know, the biggest problem with that scenario is you want to make friends, but, you know, contradicting that is you're trying to take their position. So for me, of course, when you go into a new squad, you know, the first thing I look at is, of course, I'm moving to Germany. So, you know, you have the language barrier, you know, being a foreigner in a technically a small city in Germany, but it feels so big because everything's so new. But I come in here and I'm a little bit nervous, but really anxious to get started. And I think that you know, my calm confidence that I always carry with myself, you know, allowed me to come in and make a good impression along with making friends at the same time.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think people, and I certainly have been impressed with, is just your maturity beyond years and your composure and things like that. How do you stay so grounded? How do you resist the trappings and sort of the temptations that, you know, we see professional athletes get sucked into all the time? You seem to have this down right now.
Yeah, so I think that for me, I really just give a lot of credit to my family and my brothers and, you know, the people that I surround myself with because, you know, like you said, a lot of people get, you know, twisted into this mindset where, okay, maybe you're making money now and there's things like the glitter and the glam of the cars and you know, the next big trend. For me, it's more of, you know, taking care of business on the field because, you know, that will set me up for the long term. And I enjoy every moment that I have out there, whether it's on the pitch, off the pitch with some close friends. And, you know, the joy of, you know, being able to step out on a soccer field every day and call that your job is such a privilege. But, you know, remembering where you came from and, you know, the people that I surround myself, like I said.
Tyler Adams joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. U.S. national team here March 26th. They will take on Chile. This is a great game to get tickets to. I would get them now. USsoccer.com. Come and see the great young players like Tyler Adams on this team. Okay, now what about the manager? What's it like with Ralf Rangnick at Leipzig? And is he a manager that talks to players a lot? Is he kind of an autocratic guy? Is he democratic? Does he talk to you a lot?
Yeah. Oh man, the coaching staff here is has helped me tremendously. And then obviously, you know, having a new coach like Ralph, who knows so much about the game and is so well renowned in Germany, it's been a privilege to come here. And you know, luckily for me, you know, his English is beyond perfect. He taught actually as a professor and learned a bit in England. So now having that ability to have conversations in depth with him before, you know, completely grasping the language has been tremendous for me. But whether it's video on the side after practice or if it's video after a game, you know, he's picking out the littlest of details that will help me, you know, move forward in the next step of my career.
You guys currently fourth in the Bundesliga behind Dortmund, Bayern Munich, and Mönchengladbach. I mean, every game is a game of importance. Transitioning from MLS to that type of pressure, I know you're equipped with all the tools, but was there anything unforeseen and unexpected that you got into?
No, so I think that for me, you know, the concept of pressure now here is, like you said, a bit different because, you know, in the MLS, if you have a bad season, you're not getting relegated. But now for us, you know, you have the pressure of, okay, if you have a bad season, you do get relegated. But at the same time, you know, now the club that I'm at is looked at as one of the, you know, the big four clubs almost in the Bundesliga. And, you know, we're pushing for a Champions League spot every year. So, you know, now as we sit in fourth place, you know, the pressure really becomes, you know, we need to make that Champions League spot because, you know, that makes your club, you know, so well known. And obviously the competition level for, you know, more young players to get that exposure is really important to the club and organization going forward.
Yeah, you got Wolfsburg at 38 points. You guys are on 42. They're in fifth right behind you. The fact that the Red Bulls plays in a similar system, obviously, in New York, how much of a factor was that in helping you to adjust here? Or were there some nuances that were maybe different that the public doesn't realize?
No, it was tremendous. I mean, the styles of play are, you know, almost identical. Of course, you have, you know, these little nuances and niches that you said, you know, that make a difference in helping you progress. But I think that for me, I was at a huge advantage coming in, you know, also playing under a coach in Jesse Marsh, who is now the assistant here, and how much he, you know, was able to grasp and progress as a coach in his 6 month, you know, tenure here so far has been able to help me so much.
Yeah, you got two of the biggest stories, you and Jesse Marsh at Leipzig. I think it's absolutely, I think it's wonderful. And then all the other young guys that are now in Germany, you know, the Josh Sargents, the Weston McKennies, you guys all seem to me to be mature beyond your years, but you're also guys that are really trying to kind of stick the flag in the ground for the American player in the Bundesliga. Do you feel any of that, or am I really just kind of reaching for stars here?
No, you're absolutely not reaching for stars. I think that, you know, like I said earlier on, is, you know, as a foreigner, you just want to make it known that, you know, the U.S. isn't just one of those countries that is this huge country and soccer and football is not really, you know, talked about or practiced there. I think that you really want to make it known that, you know, we have this sense of optimism going forward of you know, a lot of bright young talent. And it's about optimizing that talent to the best of our ability because, you know, we can sit here and talk about, you know, how many young stars we have the potential of making. But now it's up to us, the guys that are being talked about, you know, to go out there every weekend and perform because, you know, we want to live up to the hype, so to speak. And I think that's important for us because, you know, we're working as hard as we can to progress and develop, to, you know, look forward to the things like the World Cup, the Gold Cup and stuff like that to really prove our cases.
Tyler Adams joining us. U.S. will take on Chile March 26th right here in Houston, Texas. USsoccer.com to get your tickets. You know what's kind of befuddled me, Tyler, is people talking about the U.S. national team and, you know, why should we be interested? And I'm like completely the other direction. And I think there are people that are in my camp too. I'm totally enthralled with what's going on with young talents like you guys. I mean, you guys are the new blooms. I mean, this has refreshed me with the national team. And I think as much as we didn't want to miss a World Cup, this is one of the positives that has come out of it now. With all of you young guys, do you get that sense sometimes that, you know, what are people talking about? We got all these great young guys that are developing and are going to be future stars of the national team.
Exactly. And I look at it the same way, you know, as much as it was a failure in so many people's eyes and let alone, I think people forget that, you know, we've reflected in the mirror and we have to realize that, you know, there were mistakes being made and obviously those games didn't go as planned, but, you know, with every failure is obviously an opportunity. And would this opportunity have come this early for all these young players? That would be, you know, the biggest question to ask. And luckily enough, you know, I've gotten personally so many opportunities to grow and get this international exposure. And ultimately that has also helped me with, you know, my move to where I am today. And I'm fortunate enough for that. So I think that now as we progress and have shown that, you know, a bunch of young players can make a difference at the international level, more and more, you know, young players will get that opportunity too.
Yeah, it's super exciting, and there's American players making things happen in differing leagues around the world. We're talking to Tyler Adams of the U.S. Men's National Team. Started with Red Bull 2, the reserve team of the Red Bulls, and through their academy, I believe. Then playing in Major League Soccer with Red Bull teams that won the Supporter Shield, and now on to Leipzig in the German Bundesliga, where he regularly plays in front of huge crowds each and every weekend. What can you say about the German soccer culture? I once, for ESPN, called the U.S.-Germany game in Dortmund, and the German soccer culture, to me, is as good as any in the world.
Yeah, it's second to none. To come to a city where, you know, everybody, you know, awaits, you know, the 5 days leading up to the Saturday or Friday, you know, prepare for a big game. It doesn't matter if you're playing a team that's in relegation or, you know, the team that's in first place. You know, everyone's showing out and devotes their time to that weekend. It's been amazing, you know, to see the amount of people walking into a game and, you know, regularly play in front of, you know, 45,000 fans, you know, at your home stadium. It's been tremendous. And, you know, you immediately fall in love with it because, you know, growing up, these are the atmospheres that you dream of playing in front of. And I think that, you know, the big moments, those are, you know, the games that people show up in and the best players show up in. So you really want to get the best of it every single weekend.
You know, I've done thousands of interviews, and I always know in interviews whether people are really engaged with me or not. And even though you're in Germany right now, I really feel you and I are having a real conversation and a real interview where you're not distracted by something else. And that means a lot. What would you say to that to players in Major League Soccer? Because Major League Soccer players get some really good platforms, and I don't think they always take full advantage of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, for me, it's always easy to have a natural conversation. I just feel that, you know, every opportunity that I get, you know, I'll pick up another follower or another fan out there that supports me. And I think that's the biggest thing and supports the culture of the game. And, you know, moving forward, that's all we want to do, right? We want to build a game. We want to have another young player be developed and look up to you. And I think that, you know, I just want to be the best role model that I can be for a lot of young players that you know, have a dream of doing exactly what I was when I was in their shoes.
Yeah, I absolutely love that because my nephew was in and around you know, the academy system in New Jersey. And I remember him talking about you. And I had a conversation with him earlier this morning. And he goes, oh, that's awesome. I've been watching him in the Bundesliga. So you do have a huge impact. And you will sell tickets based off this interview, I guarantee you, for the March 26th game. So U.S. Soccer, say thank you to Tyler Adams. And thank you, U.S. Soccer, for getting him on the show. All right, so let's continue on here real quick. You as a player, sometimes the less glorious things are impactful things as a midfield player. You bring those. What are some of those ways that you feel personally, you, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, that you impact a game with the way you play?
Yeah, for me, you know, often I'm just often described as kind of like the little pit bull of the team. You know, I just want to be the player that guys don't really enjoy playing against. And I think that for me, you know, one of the guys that I've looked up to for, you know, the past couple of years is N'Golo Kanté. You know, everything that he does isn't the prettiest. You know, he's not in the position that he's in to make the game look pretty. You know, for me, he's one of those guys that, you know, you come out of a game or you win a championship and most likely he's the reason why that you won that championship. You know, whether it's ground that he covers, the tackle that he might make 80 yards away from, you know, the goal that leads to a goal. You know, he makes all these little plays that really make the difference. And I think that I, you know, kind of try to emulate my game off of that and look at some of the best players in the world at why they're so good at that.
He's Tyler Adams, formerly of the New York Red Bulls, now Leipzig in Germany, fourth in the German Bundesliga table. He and the United States national team here March 26th. And the U.S. will be taking on Chile in that game. Tickets at ussoccer.com. This is a young talent amongst many that you want to come and watch the new national team. So what about Greg Berhalter? You know him well. You know the way his teams have played in Major League Soccer. What can you say about him that is connecting with you young guys now? Because managers have to change now dealing with younger players in the modern game.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. You know, obviously I've had the opportunity to play against, you know, some of Greg's team and the football that they play is, you know, tough to play against, especially, you know, the way Red Bulls plays. I think that for me, it's going to be exciting because I've had conversations with him now and, you know, he's so excited to have, you know, what will most likely be a full group going into these March friendlies, you know, obviously, you know, other than injuries and stuff like that may occur. But yeah, he's bringing an exciting style and he wants to have a real identity behind this thing. So I think that, you know, as a young player to come and try to learn, you know, a different style of play and how exactly he wants to go about these things to get results. It will be fun. And I think I'm looking forward to it.
How important is it for a manager to be inspiring? Because, you know, we see some that are really struggling in big clubs around the world, and we see others that are sort of these inspirational guys, and you kind of are sitting there watching on television, you go, man, I'd love to play for that guy.
Yeah, so I think that for me, it's almost less of the inspiring sort of speak, like not like a motivational speaker, but you want a coach that has all the players' attention. You want the players to buy into, you know, whether it's the system or the belief of how he sees the game the most. And I think that's when you really get the most out of players. Like, if you can have a coach that whatever they say, the players aren't going, you know, afterwards and saying, yeah, well, this is, you know, not really what we want to do, or this is not really how I feel about it, then you're going to get the maximum potential out of all of your players. And I think that going forward, that, you know, guys are excited to be in the national team and have an identity and really, you know, try to establish themselves in a team and find their role. And I think that's what's really important.
Tyler, take me back a couple of months ago, September 11th, 2018, playing against Mexico, you score. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was emotional, right? Because obviously it was such an important day in the year, obviously being on 9/11. And I think that's what was most important for me. You know, obviously getting a win is something that I wanted. To score the goal was kind of like a cherry on top. But it was, you know, the meaning of what it meant to more people, you know, that they could get a smile on their face for the day and you know, not really have to think about such an emotional moment and you know, that took place in a lot of people's lives. Obviously, I was so young, and it was hard for me to understand the complete impact that it had on myself, but, you know, the people around me and so forth. I think that was the biggest part for me.
Yeah, wow. How insightful from you. Wappinger, New York, that's where you grew up. You used to drive back and forth to training. Your family drove you, I guess your parents, your mom. That's a lot of driving back and forth, but, you know, on those car rides back and forth, what was going through the mind of a young guy trying to make it in soccer? Were you doing homework? What was going on?
Yeah, so fortunately enough, you know, I had parents that were willing to make such a commitment, and you know, for me, it was such late night sometimes. Homework on the way down, and, you know, whether it would be light in the car and it would be too dark on the way back, so I'd get a meal, but I was fortunate enough to, you know, catch some sleep on some of those long nights while, you know, my mom had to drive and then, you know, the next day wake up and go to work in the morning. So it wasn't easier for her. You know, for a young kid like me, it's, you know, get out and have all this adrenaline to play soccer at 8 at night, and at 10 I'm going to sleep on my way home, and then wake up, go to school, and I can't wait for soccer the next day.
Yeah, that is incredible. There's one thing for sure. And it comes through in the interview, but it comes through watching you play. You truly put first the enjoyment playing the game, don't you? Isn't that a prerequisite for success and going on in the game?
100%. And, you know, like I always say, like, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, then are you in the right profession, the right job? Is, you know, for me, I don't have to call it a job. I just get to go out and have fun every single day. And you know, what a blessing that is, and a huge opportunity for me is, you know, I want to make the most of it while I can. You know, you never know, you know, what could happen. And I think that for me, you know, going out there with a smile on my face is the least I can do every day.
Tyler, we thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to hopefully seeing you down here in Houston, as long as Leipzig lets you go, to play against Chile. USsoccer.com is where you can get your tickets. This is a great rising young talent. By the way, you can probably watch him this weekend on Fox. You guys are taking on Nuremberg this weekend. What's it going to be like to play against them?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, they're in a tough position right now on the table, and, you know, any away game you can't take for granted. So it's an important one in the Champions League race for us, and, you know, we're going to go out there with our eyes set on 3 points.
He's Tyler Adams. Tyler, thank you so much from Germany, and thank you for staying up to do this interview with us.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Tyler Adams, U.S. national team and Leipzig. How impressive is Tyler Adams? That is a young man, mature beyond his years. Absolutely impeccable interview. Very impressive young man, and we look forward to seeing him in Houston again. It is Chile against the United States, March 26th. You get your tickets at ussoccer.com. Don't forget to go to the podcast, podcastarena.com, or on iTunes. To everybody down here at Kings Court, we thank you very much. You can get your Soccer Matters merchandise at Facebook Soccer Matters. But thank you to Jay and everybody here at Kings Court tonight, all that have come out and supported the radio show, and all of our guests here tonight on the program. And again, we thank, as we leave, our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. DaspitLaw.com. Don't forget Dynamo Opener this Saturday. Real Salt Lake. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Be there on opening day. The Dynamo always produce. They did last year against Atlanta. Then Tuesday, it's CONCACAF Champions League against Tigres. My thanks to everybody in here tonight and to King's Court. To our producer, Andrew, to Victor, and also Tyler Scott, we appreciate all the efforts tonight. Great job. And until next week, remember, soccer matters.